User reviews for Pac-Man. I've been playing this game for over 35 years, and I still can't beat it. This is one of the world's worst games ever created, but Miss Pac-Man is so fly. I'm done with my life.
The guy didn't even play this game then.
Goodbye, cruel world, and fuck you, Pac-Man.
I got my 10 ready, so let's fucking bust this thing up.
All right, so episode number 20.
Yes.
Perfectly Sane Show. I am Chris. I am here with Tony.
Yeah. Death to Pac-Man.
Who's still bitter about our multi-platform game of the year winner. Fozzie.
Meh. Wasn't so bad. It was fun.
And Jeff.
Suck it, gentlemen. Right game.
But
suck it long and suck it hard, Trebek.
This episode, we are going to name our overall game of the year. And little ground rules here before we start. The winner has to be unanimous.
No eye gouging.
Yeah, there's no eye gouging, no punching below the belt, no
and,
biting.
No alpha protocol.
No hair pulling and no alpha protocol. So
those are our rules, and we are adamant on the
no alpha protocol.
Fully. Oh, mercy. Get this ball going.
Yeah, so we have to come to a unanimous decision on this.
Now, if one person says one game, should we all just discuss it at once, or are we just going...
So we're gonna go through our top tens, and then we're gonna break it down.
Go ahead, Jeff. Are we gonna do it like one person at a time? Like we'll all say our number 10, or
let's go around and we'll do like this is number 10, this is number 9. This is...
Okay.
And then I'll be writing them down as we go, and then anything that gets multiple nominations will be discussed in further detail.
Nice.
So, Fozzie, you want to kick us off?
Sure. For my number 10, I probably would pick Galaxy 2. Just because I didn't actually beat it. I got the 55 stars for it.
You fucking pussy.
He came up
right there, man.
I know. That's just...
It's hard.
Man.
That's when it gets hard. It's 50.
I know. No. It's just... I don't know. I gave up on that game. And I really should have gone back to it. But in the end, I just don't really play the Wii all that much anymore. So, I'm sorry. That's my number 10. So.
All right. Jeff?
I'm number 10. I don't think you guys will see this one coming. But that's why it's number 10. but it was a game I played through twice right away, and it could have felt like a throwaway sequel. It kind of does, but it's I think it's a bit more than that, and that's BioShock 2.
Yeah, I did not see that coming.
Yeah, you guys know, I think BioShock 1 is probably my favorite game this generation still.
Really?
And 2 does not come close, but I was so worried about them just screwing it up, and they didn't.
Yeah, it's not a bad game at all.
It had better gameplay than the first one. Just, you know, not as good as a story, but the good and bad endings were both very interesting. So
mm-hmm.
It was worth playing through twice. It was short, but I played through it right away. Within a week, I beat it twice, and I enjoyed it.
Well, I only played through my number 10 once. But at least I beat it, unlike Fozzy.
I beat every game on my top 10 list. I'm throwing that out there.
It's all right, Foz. Because there are games below my number 10 that I haven't beaten. But my number 10 is Alan Wake. I really like the Stephen King type story to that. The atmosphere, the use of light as a weapon. It's really cool. So yeah, that's my number 10. So, Tony?
My number 10 is Plants vs. Zombies. I actually got this game the week after I got Reach, and it kept me away from Halo Reach's multiplayer for a good week and a half. I was mad addicted to this game. I could not stop playing it. Like, the zombies walking to you going, brains. I love the game. I adore everything about it. It was amazing.
All right. Fozzy, number 9.
Number 9, I'm going to pick the best sports game I've played all year, which is FIFA 11. Every 3 or 4 years, every now and then, I'll pick up like a soccer or basketball game, so I decided to pick up FIFA 11 this year. And for the price, it was only maybe about $30. And I mean, so far I'm really enjoying it. Yeah, just the creative player mode and player manager, and I don't really follow soccer all that much, but with this one, I like being able to create my player and just being like starting up from, you know, lower level leagues and then moving up to the top. So just everything polished about it, the gameplay. And, I guess that's my number 9 right there.
All right. Jeff?
What?
You're number 9.
My number 9 is Dead Rising 2. I don't think most of you guys have had this either, but it was the reason I bought the first one was the reason I bought an Xbox. I loved it, and I love this one, too. I don't know what else I could say.
You know, there was an error in the first game that caused Xboxes to red ring.
I heard about that, but I thought
it was...
That's
why I never played it. I was so scared.
That's what my boss told me, strangely enough, and I was like, I don't know. I mean, I heard that there was one achievement where you had to keep your system on for like a really long time. Maybe that was it, but...
All right, my number 9 is Battlefield Bad Company 2. As I've said before, I really like the multiplayer in that game. And the single player was quite fun. More fun than I had in Modern Warfare 2 or any Call of Duty game up until probably Black Ops. So, that's my number 9. Tony?
My number 9 is our PS3 exclusive game of the year, Heavy Rain. I love that game. I just love the contextual button presses. I love cutting my finger off.
Right.
Funny thing about Heavy Rain is I gave it best PS3 game, but it's not on my top 10 list.
Well, I think that says a lot for the quality of PS3 exclusives this year, which was greatly overrated. Like, it sounded at the beginning of the year like the PS3 was going to have a huge, massive year and crush Microsoft, and it just didn't turn out that way.
No.
Not even close, in fact. The best exclusive games were all on the 360.
That's true. So, and they also had a lot of games that they promised for this year get delayed, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, next year could be huge. Like, they'll have Mass Effect 2 coming out, and then Killzone 3, and all those sequels coming out. It's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, I think this year would have been a whole lot different if, like, Little Big Planet 2 and The Last Guardian had come out. In this fall, instead of being pushed to next year.
Man, Last Guardian is building up a lot of hype, though. I hope it produces.
Did Shadow of the Colossus? I don't remember. Did Shadow of the Colossus build up a lot of hype, though?
But yeah. It has that cult following behind it.
It's now, and I don't think that many people can buy it.
Mainstream now. I mean, now people, no one's going to sneak up. Like, Last Guardian isn't going to sneak up on anyone like Shadow of the Colossus did. People didn't really know about it when it first came out, but then you heard about it, and then you're like, oh, okay, this seems pretty sweet.
Yeah, but you're still talking about us gamers, which is somewhat of a niche audience of the gaming population.
Sure. It's not going to sell multi-millions, but for us...
I don't think the guys playing Black Ops are going to be like, oh, shit, Last Guardian is coming out? Like,
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but...
It's like the never-ending story in Japan.
There's still a good amount of dedicated gamers out there.
Yeah, but I don't think it's still going to be niche. But for us, though, it could have made the PlayStation seem bigger.
Yeah,
like
but did you hear about Shadow of the Colossus before it came out?
No, I don't think so. I mean,
I did, but that's only because I had played Ico.
Okay, so you play Ico. I never did that either, which is why I'm really...
The collection's coming out. Now's your opportunity.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Yeah, I'm putting that on my list.
Everyone's going to get that shit. So
Ico is better than... Because I remember you didn't like Shadow of the Colossus, Chris. So
yeah, Shadow of the Colossus was basically just like, you know, a lot of boss battles and then traveling to those boss... That was the game. It was...
Yeah.
Traveling to the boss battles and then fighting the bosses. There were no like enemies outside of the bosses. Ico is more of a traditional like adventure game, except it has this you know hook with it as you are escorting like this girl through the castle and protecting her from these what they're called shades. They're basically like little shadow monsters. So I really like that game a lot. Much more than Shadow of the Colossus, but that's just me.
That makes me more excited about Collection, because I played Shadow of Colossus, and I was like, eh, it's okay, you know, but interesting.
Yeah, Ico is more of a more of traditional styled game. Fozzy, what's your number 8?
My number 8, let me see here, grab the list. It's actually Heavy Rain, which Napo pretty much touched on. I mean, it gave you that thrill, like that sense of thrill that you don't really find in games. And I think that really like put it over the top compared to other games. And it's the fact that you do such minimum effort. I mean, to be honest, it's just you press a button when it comes out. It's something that anyone could play, but... You know, probably. I mean, how were the sales for that game? Was it really any that good?
For Heavy Rain? What?
Yeah.
It was good.
It sold really well, yeah.
Oh, it did?
It sold well. They're making another game. I don't think it's a direct sequel. But they are making another game.
I think a lot of people they had friends who were like, yo, you gotta see it, dog. It's like a movie, man. You know?
The next game that they make will be so much better than Heavy Rain was. Oh, like giving that studio the budget that they earned making Heavy Rain is going to be so sweet.
That's true.
I'm excited for whatever they come up with.
Heavy Rain was a huge improvement over Indigo Prophecy, so.
See, that's it was, but not in terms of like voice acting or certain things like. The storytelling, they need to still figure it out because they always go into some weird fucking place at the end. And you're like, why did you do that?
Yeah.
It was a good story. Anyways.
So, Jeff, you're number 8.
My number 8 is Fallout New Vegas. And I never beat it, but the time I spent with it, like when I was playing it, I'm like, this could be game of the year. Like, I thought it was great. I don't know why people don't like it as much as Fallout 3. I think it's better than Fallout 3, and it's funnier.
Yeah,
I think I agree with that. The sense of humor in the game is a lot more prevalent.
Do you guys think that's more because a lot of the guys at Obsidian like used to work for Black Isle?
Right, for the Fallout 2 team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like a brighter and more varied setting, too.
Right.
I think that helped a lot because like Fallout 3 was just all DC and it was just rubble the whole time.
Yeah, you got more of a sense of like civilization in in New Vegas. Like, there are these communities out there instead of just a random bunch of burned out houses, which is what any like village in Fallout 3 felt like.
Yeah, I'm still true. Not happy with that game. I would never support it.
You got the wrong version there, man.
Ozzy played it wrong. It's all right.
No. Nope.
Spectre in here to tell him he's playing it wrong. Stop trying to break it.
Shut it, Napo. I know what I played. I was not happy. I'll tell you that much.
I have a feeling my number 8 is going to appear higher on many of your lists, but it's Mass Effect 2.
Bastard!
God. What is wrong with you?
Nothing. I just felt that there were... I enjoyed other games more. That's all.
How many playthroughs did you do? Just one?
Just one. That's. I mean, dude, I've beaten 57 games this year. Like, I don't have time to play more than once. Like,
holy shit, you beat 57?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's impressive.
You got me beat by a lot. How many games did I beat this year? A lot, but not that many.
So, 28. Multiple playthroughs are not a... It's not, yeah. Not something I normally get, so... Tony?
My number 8 game is Mario Galaxy 2. I don't know. I think it was the best platformer that came out this year. It'd be higher on my list, except it was just... I don't know. I wish it had done more. I mean, I love the game. It's fantastic platformer, but... Once I say fantastic platformer, my brain shuts off. You know? Like, it's one of those games... It's fun to play, but that's all it is. There's nothing transcendent about the experience, whereas other games, like... touch you. Mario Galaxy 2 doesn't really touch you.
Wear on the doll. Touch you.
Wear on the doll. You know, down there. Down there.
Alright, Fozzie. Number 7.
Number 7. Numero 7. For me, it is StarCraft 2. Which, I mean, the PC gaming industry, I wouldn't say it's dying, but now that I look back at it, the story was kind of forgettable, I guess. I mean, it was definitely good, but I didn't really think about it after I got done with it, so it didn't really stick in my head. So I guess I'll go with that for my number 7.
All right. Jeff?
Okay, 7. Is going to have to be Need for Speed Hot Pursuit.
Right.
And, you know, great racer. But, goddamn my list.
I think that may end up on somebody
that's
else's
definitely,
list.
That's on my list too, but a little higher.
A little higher.
Yeah.
All right, so my number 7... is Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Broho?
Yes, Broho.
Ass Creed.
Ass Creed Broho.
Coined by Sean.
Yes,
the gaming of butt brothers.
I don't know. I really like that game. It's excellent continuation of 2. No, Jeff does not agree, but it's okay. We're all at our different tastes. Tony,
what?
Said you don't like Broho.
Oh, no. Are you talking about Brotherhood?
Yeah.
No.
All right, number 7 on my list is Fallout New Vegas. I mean, I love this game. I put 35 hours into it so far. I feel like I've barely scraped the surface. Like, there is so much to do and so much to explore. And I love just reading, like, the signs, like the graffiti that people left behind. It's just hilarious. I don't know. I could roam around and play that game a lot more. So yeah, Fallout New Vegas, number 7.
Boom. All right. Fozzie, number 6.
This might be higher on some of your guys' list, but for me, it's Red Dead Redemption. again, it's like a Rockstar game, so you kind of know how to expect with the mission setting and everything. It's kind of just you go from one guy to another guy, and then another character. But, I mean, it's kind of a formula that works for them. So I thought it was definitely – it was up there for me. But in the end, it kind of dragged on at the end, and it just it had its moments, though. So that's why I have it at number six.
All right. Jeff?
My number six is Super Mario Galaxy 2. As much as I say it bored the shit out of me, I mean, it was – a very good Mario game, and I could see why, like, you guys and a lot of other people thought it was Game of the Year on the Wii.
Alright. My number six is actually the same as Fozzie's number six. It's Red Dead.
Oh, nice.
So, Tony, what do you got?
My number six is Call of Duty Black Ops. I've said this a lot, but it's the best single-player game you can find in the Call of Duty series. The campaign is just incredible.
No way, dude.
The way it wraps up at the end is mind-blowing. And of course, the multiplayer is still a work in progress, but it's fun. I should stop playing drunk, though. Fozzie and I had an interesting experience the other day. I think I had 2 kills and 13 deaths twice in a row.
Yeah. Yeah, that multiplayer is kind of it's kind of shoddy when you compare it to Modern Warfare 2. I might go the Jeff route and see if I get at least $30 out of it. That'd be pretty nice.
Yeah, I'm done with it.
I'm done, you see?
I got stuff. Halo in my fucking Xbox. That's where it's staying.
And yeah, I have so many other games right now. I mean, am I really going to play Black Ops all that much? I love FIFA way too much right now.
I'm with both of you guys on that, because, like, with a Bad Company 2 Vietnam coming out.
Yeah.
I just don't see myself going back to Black Ops. Like,
and you know right now.
That may happen with me too.
Like right now, Black Ops has a good resale value. You know,
yeah,
you
get most of that's back. What I'm saying. So if I get $30 out of it, that's good money.
Sell it on eBay. Sell it on eBay, you'll get $45 at least.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Fozzie, number five.
My number five is actually Need for Speed Hot Pursuit. This game is all about, you know, memories of the past, of when I used to play Hot Pursuit back in college and whatnot. And it kind of just, it's really simplistic, you know, it's just, it's basic. You're a racer, you gotta get to the fucking finish line before the cop wrecks your ass, or vice versa. And it just, it brings that intensity that you don't really see in normal racers, because you really have to haul ass. And when you have teams of four going at it, it's kind of like you have your whole team.
Ooh, teams of four going at it, yeah.
Nice. You have to rely on them, too, to, like, you know, take out the other car. So that's definitely my number five, so.
I agree with you, Fozzie. It's like really basic, like back to basics fun racer.
It's, yeah. Don't have to think too much. It's just you have awesome cars to play with. The cars look fantastic in the game, too. So, it's a solid.
I'm saying that as someone that is terrible at this game for some reason, but I love a good arcade racer, and this is like as good as Burnout 3. Almost. Burnout 3 is my favorite still.
Jeff, you're number five.
My number five is Mass Effect 2. What more can we say about this game? It's just going to get shafted from every award, even though it's an amazing game.
You're shafting it right now by putting it number five.
Yeah, exactly. I think I am. I mean, but there were other games this year that I think just did something more, something better.
All right. My number five is StarCraft 2. Waited a decade for that game.
Yeah.
Fozzie never played the original.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. He didn't have, like, the emotional connection to the overall story that I did. And that ending was awesome. And it was, like, 10 years in the making right there. So that's why it falls into my number two. That and the fact that it's just...
Wait, your number two or your...
My number five.
Okay.
StarCraft 2 falls into my number 5.
Okay, I gotcha.
So, Tony, go ahead.
My number 5, I did this intentionally, ranking it above Black Ops, is Battlefield Bad Company 2. This is probably the game I spent the most time in multiplayer this year. I mean, it's a fun multiplayer experience. I love what they did with the teams and spawning off of each other. And, like, fixing it so working together was really the point of playing the multiplayer. Really drew me in and really wanted me to play more and more. And they've added so much content. DICE has done a fantastic job of giving free stuff to players, new maps, new modes, that kind of thing, after the fact. And, of course, the expansion is coming up. Or already happened, I guess. So, Battlefield Bad Company 2, awesome game. My number 5.
All right. Fozzie, you're number 4.
And this is crazy because my number 4 is Bad Company 2. And, you know, when you look back at it, it feels like so long ago, especially when you have first-person shooters that come out like once a month, that you really forget about that game. But, I mean, a single player, just the characters and everything were fantastic. And just one moment that sticks out in my head is just when you're in that icy part and, you know, you're freezing up. You have to go from shed to shed while shooting people. I mean, it had, like, really cool moments like that. And I really enjoyed the destructible, like, buildings and everything. But, yeah, I mean, I remember me and Napo, we used to play till like, 3 a.m. that game. I mean, when you look back at it, it's probably my most played first-person shooter multiplayer. Yeah, that's why I have it my number 4. It's a fantastic game.
Yeah, in an era where, like, you know, we burn through games so much, Bad Company 2 keeps finding its way back into my tray to play every once in a while, so that tells you something right there. Jeff?
What are we on now, number 4?
Number 4.
Mine will be Red Dead Redemption, which I've already talked about. You know, we've all talked about these a lot, but I thought it was a very great game that suffered a little bit from the same things that Rockstar always does, but still just an amazing game. Like, really good-looking game, really well-told story, and lots of attention to detail, as always. So, I don't know, I love that game. It was the first game I played in HD, so it kind of blew me away.
My number 4 is Super Mario Galaxy 2. You know, we've kind of talked that shit to death at this point, so. Tony?
My number 4 is Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. I'm a huge fan of this series, and I was not expecting the fantastic game that we got when they released it. Like, I was expecting a cash-in, and it looks like Ubisoft is really doing a great job of making this their flagship franchise, and I can't wait for the next one, having played this one.
All right, Fozzie, you're number 3.
My number 3. That would be Ass Creed Broho.
Fozzie, you're just copying me. That's all it is.
No, seriously.
I'll take Tony's list and add one to everything.
No, I swear to God. I mean, that game, like I was saying before, I mean, I praised it for a good, like, 10 minutes on that last week's podcast, I guess. And, I mean, there's not much more to say about it. Even though it didn't have a, you know, a number behind it, it still felt like they put a lot of effort into it. And, I mean, again, it was just a game that I really enjoyed the timeline, and I thought it was just very well done.
All right. Jeff?
Number 3? Are we going this quick already? God damn. All right. My number...
It's been 6 hours, Jeff. What are you talking about?
Mine is Donkey Kong Country Returns, which was a game for a while I had for best game of the year, because it's just it's a game in the truest sense of the word, where it's something you sit down and play, and you have to perfect it to get good at it and beat it. You know, it's just, there's no story or anything to it, but you know, and it's a good continuation of the series. Like, the graphics, they did well. Like, I don't know. Someone finish this up for me. Someone tell me what the rest of what I'm supposed to say here.
It was fun.
We're supposed to feed you lines.
You're a monkey.
Just say.
You're a monkey and you throw poo.
But
that's,
you know,
how you kill enemies.
It's I think it was a very almost flawlessly designed game and very difficult, but it's if you're like a little kid and you get one game, that's it. Like, you're gonna be able to play this game for a long time. Even though it's a 2D platformer.
Yes.
If that makes any sense, it's just like I think of it as a game, like you think of the word game, not a fucking, no story, no nothing, just as a game.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to go smoke a bowl.
All right. my number
family three, episode much?
my number three is Halo Reach. It is by far the game I put the most time into this year. Clocking it over.
Though you're number three, though? Wow.
Yeah. So, yep, that's my number three.
Mapo?
Tony, all you.
I have the same number three. Halo Reach. you know, it's... I could take any of the top three games on my list and put them in the list of the top games I've played all time. Like, it's been one of those kind of years. And I think Reach is an awesome, awesome game. There's so much content there. There's so much you can do. I don't know. Great, great game.
Yeah. Fozzie, you're number two.
This sucks because I got Halo Reach.
Halo Reach,
as well.
There we go. All right.
I mean, what more is there to say about the game? I mean, it's just... great game by Bungie. I mean, they cleaned it up perfectly. It's fantastic. The space battle was awesome. Fucking, oh man, just being able to jetpack around and multiplayer, it's good times. I like it. It's my number two.
Do you guys use the jetpack a lot?
Hell yeah.
I use it every time.
I prefer armor lock.
I always
It depends. If it's like a wide open area, I like to use armor lock because you can go up to a ghost like charging you, and you could totally ruin his day if you time it right.
Those kills are so satisfying.
Yes.
I'm going to run you down. No, you're not, bitch.
Yeah, I do love throwing armor lock on when somebody's coming in with like a
money. You could fuck them up so bad.
It's not totally useful because they could just stand there if they want, you know, and that's it.
It's great for the big maps where people have vehicles though, and they're like charging.
Yeah, but armor lock is good if you're around a team and like your health is low. You can put that on, and then let your health rise back up to normal, and then you can like run away or something, you know.
Yeah.
I love the when a warthog is about to hit you, and you fucking just like do the armor lock and just split the damn thing and kill everyone.
It's so awesome. All right, Jeff, what's your number two?
Oh, man. I had some...
No, Jeff needs a 2.1 or something. He needs to slide one in there real quick.
Okay.
It's all right. Take out Epic Mickey, because we know that's your number one, and put a real game there.
Okay. You know what? That's a good suggestion, Tony. It's kind of sad because now Epic Mickey is not on my list.
Yeah, dude.
Whatever.
It's all right.
My number two then will have to be Halo Reach. Or wait, my number two will have to be. Oh, God damn, I fucked this thing up.
Nice.
My number two is Pac-Man Champions. Yeah.
Jeez. All right. Pac-Man. CEDX. All right, my number two is Limbo.
Ooh. Really, number two, huh?
Yeah. I really, really like that game. As I said, I think it was the best platformer I played all year. So.
Yeah.
Tony?
My number two is Red Dead Redemption. I don't know. We've talked a lot about this game. I don't need to go into huge depth, but I adore everything that Rockstar did with this game, except for maybe the riding along with the guy and listening to him talk. They need to figure some way of changing their formula so they can get that feel without having to go 20 minutes to get to your mission site or whatever.
Yeah.
I'd almost rather see a cutscene at that point, because then it looks like it's going to do something else.
Fast travel, like, yeah, something. True
that. At least make it so you go in the same speed. I swear to God, I'd be following him, but I'm just going ever so slightly faster. I'm like, God damn it, now I got to stop.
Dude, you could ride your horse right next to those and hold A, and it would make you go the same speed.
Oh, really? Hey, you lose some, you gain some, I guess.
It also had one of the best expansions ever.
Oh, the Red Dead one? Undead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't play
that. That was excellent.
All right,
Fozzie, you're number one.
Number one, huh? Well, this doesn't really come as any surprise now, does it? Yeah. It's got to be Mass Effect 2. I mean, just, again, I'm a huge, like, space exploration guy, and the people that hated the drilling, like, you know, like, how you have to find the minerals? I liked it. I'll admit it, dude. I liked it. I wish you got more out of it per every time. Or maybe, like, there's a way where, like, you could plant it, and then it would start, like, sucking out the minerals, like, and then you could come back, like, a bank or something, and, like, deposit the materials. It's just... But, no, seriously, I mean, just... There's not much you could complain about that game. There really isn't when you look into it. I mean, the detail they put into that game, and, I mean... It blew my mind. It was seriously, I'm glad that Mass Effect 1 was great, but I mean, this one was just on a whole different level. So that's why this is my game of the year.
All right. Jeff?
My game of the year. It was going to be Epic Mickey. It got all fucked up, which I blame you guys. It was going to be Epic Mickey. It didn't make the list. Let's call it a tie. Whatever. But
I don't know if that works.
My number one has to be Halo Reach, man. Like, I don't know. It's just, I haven't played a shooter, like, in a long time that I thought was this good.
All right. My number one is Pac-Man Championship Edition.
Damn you, Chris! Damn you!
It's straight up the best game, like, as a pure game.
It was pretty amazing. The best
game I played. Yeah. Tony?
I'm gonna copy Fozzie for once, and it was Mass Effect 2.
Booyah.
When I finished the game, I had trouble deciding if it was the best game I'd ever played, because it's definitely in the conversation. I've never played a sequel that did what this game did. The dialogue, the interrupts were awesome. Being able to, like, influence how cutscenes are playing out, you just don't see that in games. And, I mean, they really tightened up the gameplay. They fixed everything that was wrong with the first game, or if they couldn't fix it, they dropped it. And I kind of like the mining too, Fozzie. I'm with you. I love scouring the universe looking for Element Zero.
Yarr.
A lot of fun. I mean, I love the first game. I love this one even more. So yes, Mass Effect 2.
All right. Well, we are now at that point where we have our nominations in place. I'm actually solidifying that right now. So, all right, here are the nominated games for our overall game of the year. Now, the qualifications were it had to be mentioned at least twice. So, Super Mario Galaxy 2, Heavy Rain, StarCraft 2, Red Dead Redemption, Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, Battlefield Bad Company 2, Ass Creed Broho, Nice. Halo Reach, Mass Effect 2, Fallout New Vegas, and Pac-Man Championship Edition DX.
The wild card.
All right, so is there anything that everyone would agree that we can eliminate off this list right away?
Heavy Rain.
Pac-Man.
No.
Jackman's going down to the wire, I think.
Chris picked that as his game of the year, so we can't eliminate that.
We should have just done that list and just said either, like, just start eliminating them, you know? I mean, is anyone going to pick Hot Pursuit as their number one? No.
All right, so we can get rid of Hot Pursuit, so.
No one's going to pick Heavy Rain as their number one. No one's going to pick StarCraft 2 as their number one.
All right, I'll agree with you on that, since we both had it. Galaxy 2.
Start throwing them out like wildfire until you get that
Galaxy 2? Galaxy 2? Is anyone going to pick that?
No. Get that out of here.
That's all right.
I think it comes down to like 3 or 4 games. I think we know what they are.
All right,
so... I'm pretty sure it's like 3 or 4.
Nobody's for Galaxy 2?
No.
No.
Okay. I would have kept it on there, but if you guys want it off. New Vegas.
No.
Keep that in the running there.
I mean,
Tony,
I'm
Jeff. Okay. Red Dead, obviously, keeping that in.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Bad Company 2.
No.
No, I think there's. Yeah. We can probably eliminate that one as well.
Foz?
Get it out of here.
All right. Did we say? Did we get rid of Assassin's Creed Brotherhood or no?
Keep Broho.
Okay.
No. Never convinced Jeff to take it, but we should still talk about it.
Yeah. If you hate Broho, I throw in the Epic Mickey. What the fuck?
All right, but Broho did get nominated 3 times. So.
Broho's. Yeah, okay.
Epic Mickey didn't even get nominated by anyone because he threw that pick out. So no, we do not keep Epic Mickey.
It got co-nominated with Jeff's Game of the Year.
Split on his own Game of the
Year. All right, and obviously Reach is sticking around, right?
Right.
Yes.
All right, so here's what we got.
Let's hear the mustard down.
New Vegas.
Okay.
Red Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Bro-hop.
Halo Reach.
Excellent.
Mass Effect 2.
Yes.
And Pac-Man.
All right. Let's twiddle it. Keep it going.
So
who wants to start this?
What?
Hold on.
All right. We're going to take a quick pee break because Jeff is pretty much peeing himself right now.
He just wrote peeing is dripping out. It's not a faucet, Jeff.
We'll be right back. were you like better. Were you like bouncing up and down?
I had a piss, that's all I know.
Alright, so we are down to 6 finalists for Game of the Year. They are Red Dead, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, Halo Reach, Mass Effect 2, New Vegas, and Pac-Man.
Alright, can I just say right now, you were the only person with Pac-Man on your list.
Yes. No,
Jeff had it on his list.
Yeah, he did have it in like his top two.
No, it wasn't in his top two, was it?
It was number two.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was number two.
You guys are crazy.
I omitted it at first, and I had to make some adjustments, so... But it deserves to be there. It's in the
running. Right, here is why Pac-Man cannot be Game of the Year.
Okay.
The Game of the Year should be a game that's important, and I don't think Pac-Man is important. I think it's an amazing gameplay experience, and that's laudable, but there's nothing transcendent about it. There's nothing that affects the industry as a whole about Pac-Man. It's not going to change the way people game.
This
other
up,
games on this list do that.
That brings up a philosophical discussion, though, about what the Game of the Year should be.
Should be for the best game of the year.
That's the simple way of thinking of it. That's like I argue with myself over that, but does it have to be something that's important or changing? Because, like, you know, Heavy Rain did amazing things, but is it the best game of the year? No.
You know, I mean, I think there are other components to it, sure. I mean, you have to be a great game to play. It's got to be a fun game to play as well. But these are all, I mean, we have a list of 6 games here, and they're all amazing gaming experiences. They're fun games to play. There's not a single game in the list that's boring.
But you're saying in order to be the Game of the Year, though, you have to do something that changes games. Like, it has to be something that's different or new. Is that what you're like?
No, it has to be something that is what gaming is. What is the
essence of gaming? Because then, right there, Foz.
Okay, don't you dare give me your Pac-Man.
Pac-Man wins that.
I swear to God.
Go to the essence of what gaming is. Pac-Man is just a pure game. That is all it is. It is a game.
It's a game, but is it
a game? At its core, it is a game.
Yeah, but what do you expect out of games? You also expect emotions out of games, too, which is
you don't have, but why? Like, what? Like, you don't? Do you get an emotion out of playing Monopoly? Or out of checkers?
Yes, you get emotion of excitement.
Out of Tetris?
Yeah, you get some sort of emotion, but not in a way like Mass Effect delivers, though. It delivers on so
many. Mass Effect delivers a cliche story.
No, Mass Effect...
Yes, it does.
Okay, by now, most stories are cliche regardless.
But...
That's the thing. I think we're getting to the heart of something here that's going to be a debate in the near future, which is... games...
Like,
our games,
outside
like,
of us.
You guys seem to lean more toward narrative, and I think games...
That's what I'm thinking is... Gaming is meant to be, an entertainment, a form of entertainment. But entertainment can take part in many different ways. I mean, look at movies. I mean, back then they had, you know, they had black and white silent films. And you have to look at them now. I mean, stuff changes. I mean, a game like Pac-Man... That was a pure game back then, but we obviously have two different definitions of it, you know?
This is what I get to, like, when I was saying about Donkey Kong, about pure gameplay. Like, to me, a game is always about the game. Like, I look at the word game, and it's about a game. It's something that you have to play and perfect, you know? And if narrative ever takes over games, then they're not really being games.
Well, I think you're selling gaming short, though, when you say something like that. Because there are so many ways in a game can touch you. I mean, it can hit you with visuals, it can hit you with story, it can hit you with incredible gameplay. And to just focus on one element of that and say, okay, you got the best gameplay, therefore you're the best game of the year, is to cut yourself off from all these other parts of the experience.
No, and I get you, and I get why, like...
Mass Effect is still a game. It's you have a controller and you play, you know...
Yeah, but you're playing a controlled experience.
Not really. That's the thing about Mass Effect 2. It's one of the rare times where you can say you have played a true sequel. Where, like Napo was saying, every little minor thing you did in the first one, you'll hear like people like 5 years from, or because like 3 years has passed or 2 years have passed, and these people will come up to you and they'll be like, "Oh, you saved my family from back then." You don't even realize what they're talking about, but even minor things. I mean, that's the detail they put into this game. it's unmatched. Like, yeah, I've but never
okay,
seen
okay. So in that place, you had to have played Mass Effect 1 to appreciate what Mass Effect 2 really does then.
Well, that's kind of like, how about when you look at StarCraft 2? Like, you're saying that you played the first one, so you
right, and StarCraft 2 is not on our list anymore, is it?
Yeah. Well, no, but, I mean, to compare Mass Effect 2 to StarCraft 2...
StarCraft 2 was... I personally, I feel StarCraft 2 was a better game.
Well, yeah, you did. And, I mean, that comes down to preference. And
right.
Just like you, you preferred it because that story meant a lot more to you than it did for maybe Mass Effect if you didn't play the first one, you know? But...
I think you can play Mass Effect 2 and still have an amazing experience without having played the first game. But it's still, I mean, is The Godfather 2 a bad movie because you haven't seen the first one?
But, like, that's what I'm going to say. Is like, for me, if story is really going to matter in a game, it has to be as good as movies. And I honestly have not seen that yet. Like, the script writing, like, dialogue, the stories are not as good as movies.
No, but it's game there.
There have been games that have had that good. Like Uncharted. Uncharted 2. Those games have.
They have good stories. They have good stories, Tony, but when you put them up against an actual. Like, you put them up against Indiana Jones, they're. No way.
That's two different mediums, though. I mean, you can't.
Right. But that's. You know, it's a good story for a game.
Sure. It'll never be as important unless they could do that. If they could make it feel like a movie, which they're getting close.
Yeah, but you have to understand, gaming is not. I mean, we're still looking. We're still in the baby steps of it. You know, I mean, we're only at the PlayStation 3. Imagine how it's going to be like when we have a PlayStation 5. You know, I mean, it's going to be completely different.
But the problem is, like, the biggest problem to me is, no matter how good they get at telling the stories, their stories are never as good. So that's something that they could solve right now by getting better script writers.
Sure, but I mean, that comes with time. It's still a booming business and still rising, so give it a little time. You'll see.
Well, I mean, you're looking way into the future right here.
Well, I'm looking way into the future.
So I have a question for you.
Yes.
All right, so you said, like, Tony, you said Pac-Man doesn't belong in this category because it doesn't bring anything, you know, new, doesn't expand, doesn't give you all those, everything that these other games give you. But Pac-Man Championship Edition DX is still relevant. It proved that Pac-Man is still relevant as a game.
Okay.
Today. And it's a game that, you know, we were playing back in the early 80s. But is Mass Effect 2 going to be relevant 25 years from now?
Is Pac-Man
it could stand the test of time.
Pac-Man will still be relevant.
No, yeah, it'll just be
Pac-Man's
fun.
Pac-Man's like grandfathered.
You're not talking relevant. You're talking fun. That's all you're talking.
But it's still like.
Are you kidding me? Pac-Man will always be relevant. Pac-Man has it's earned its place in history. It's always be there.
Yeah.
So, well, Mass Effect.
I don't think this Pac-Man does anything to.
But how can you say that? We're not talking about the past, though. We're talking about this Pac-Man for this year.
Yeah.
And it's better than
that. And it's better than the original Pac-Man.
You're saying that more people are going to remember Pac-Man Championship DX or whatever it's called over Pac-Man is what you're saying.
No, because Pac-Man is still like, you know what? People aren't going to remember Mario 64 over the original Super Mario Brothers.
Okay. So what are you saying? Oh.
Well, I mean, you're like saying, are they going to remember Pac-Man Championship Edition over
the original Pac-Man?
No.
Okay, so then, but are you saying that Mario 64 is on the same caliber as Super Mario Brothers?
I think he's asking what's going to be more iconic 50 years or 20 years from now.
Yeah,
I think
Pac-Man
will always be.
Pac-Man's still going to be there.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it gets
Is Mass Effect going to be as iconic 25 years from now?
I think you can't judge that. I think you look at Pac-Man.
You've
already had dozens of Pac-Man games. Like, it's already a franchise that's been around for 30
years. Yeah, once the dust settles, it very well could be.
I mean, isn't that what you're arguing for, Tony? Saying it has to.
No, do these other, that's actually not what I'm
arguing. It has to be important to.
No, that's not true because Pac-Man was innovative back then. Mass Effect isn't really innovated to that key, but it's still a fun game.
I disagree with that. It is innovative. It does things that other games have never done before.
Well, that's true.
Whereas
that's
Pac-Man true. Doesn't do anything that other games have never done before. I hate to break it.
Bird.
But it's not anything you haven't played before.
What's more fun to play? What gives you more?
You're right. You're right.
It's a gratification.
You know, I had the same experience that you guys had with Pac-Man when I played Plants vs. Zombies. It's the same experience. Look, it's pure unadulterated gameplay fun. But it didn't even make my top 10 list because you have to be more than that to be
Why?
In that list.
Why?
Because games are
That's held the point to of recognize standard. Games that
they're
are just fun.
They're held to a higher standard than games back then. Games now, they have to invoke many emotions in you.
Why do they have to invoke emotions? Why can't they just be fun?
Because
we're
recognizing the best.
They're still games.
But why can't they? Why can't fun factor be the only thing that you need to have?
Why don't?
When I played Red Dead, if I wasn't having fun with it, and Tony, you brought this up numerous times before. You said if a game is not fun in the first like hour or so that you play it, why are you going to play it anymore?
Yeah.
And what? I said that with Red Dead 2. I thought it was a great, amazing game, but it bored the shit out of me at the end, you know?
So, like, really, isn't fun kind of the most important aspect here?
No, not really.
You know what? I would say it is the most important aspect, but it's not the only aspect. And all the games we have listed are very, very fun games. Do you agree with that?
I would agree with that.
Okay, so therefore, you have to judge it on merits in addition to fun. You
Which
cannot
I now bring in gameplay.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but being like being terrified can be fun. Being thrilled can be fun. Feeling emotions like that can be fun, you know? Like, it's a different sort of fun. You're talking about, pure gaming bliss. And that's great.
That's an emotion right there, right?
It is. It is. But this one, not only does Mass Effect invoke that more, maybe not as a faster rate as Pac-Man might, but you get it over time. And then you get that sense of accomplishment that you get out of Mass Effect. And just playing, beating the game and just the emotion that you feel for every character. And it's just, if I was a fan of Mass Effect 1, so of course I'm going to be going for Mass Effect 2 because I did feel that emotion with all the characters and the past ones and the present ones, so... It's going to be tough. I don't know how we're going to narrow this. This is pretty much, Mass Effect versus Pac-Man at this point.
Well, I think there's a ghost in the room, and that's Halo Reach. Like, I think some of you wouldn't pick Red Dead, which I would. But
all right, well, here's the thing. I would move away from Pac-Man for either Red Dead or Reach.
I might go, I would go. If I can't get Mass Effect, I'll go with Reach.
See, I could be moved from Pac-Man because here's the thing. Like, it's great. It's amazing. And you know what? I get why, like, me and Chris are fighting for it for Game of the Year. But, like, at the same time, like, there's other great games and they're doing more and different stuff. Like, it's not just about gameplay always.
Like, I love that you guys are fighting so hard for this game because it does deserve recognition. And I think games like this should get more press and should sell better than they do. But at the same time, I think there are other games this year that have delivered more.
I just thought it got to like the heart of my argument. Is it about gameplay or is it about the things around it, you know? Because if it's just about gameplay, I think Pac-Man is like right up there. And like the newest one is very much right up there, you know?
Agreed.
But if I'm going to be swayed. Let me think here. I lean not towards Mass Effect. I lean actually or Red Dead. I lean towards Halo Reach.
Nope.
For its multiplayer.
Alright, see, that's I lean when I look at and I love Mass Effect too, and I don't wanna like make it seem like I'm like some giant Mass Effect hater because I'm arguing against it. For Game of the Year, but I think Red Dead had a better story.
Yeah,
I'd agree with that.
And Halo has better gameplay.
I think the first Mass Effect had a better story than Mass Effect 2 did.
Yeah, Mass Effect 2's story was streamlined. It was very, it wasn't as grand as the original Mass Effect. Now, that was good in a couple of ways because the way their storytelling was better, but the actual story I felt was weaker. Yeah, Red Dead for me was just, I thought the narrative was better. It was a better written story, better told story. But then, yeah, there is Reach over there, as Jeff said. And
Reach is around.
And for me, like, for me personally, I like the story of Halo, but Reach comes down to the multiplayer, which in essence comes down to exactly why I'm arguing for Pac-Man.
Gameplay.
And it's gameplay. Like, that is why I will keep going back to Halo Reach, is that gameplay.
Yeah. No, I'm all for that. I mean, Halo Reach is an amazing, amazing game. It's the best story you've gotten in a Halo game. I'm not sure that the storytelling is fantastic or anything, but it's definitely an interesting story, and I love the ending. It's a fantastic, fantastic ending.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, the multiplayer keeps bringing you back. It's a great suite. I mean, between the firefight mode and all the other really, really great modes they have, it's something that keeps pulling you in, and Bungie does a great job of constantly changing it up and throwing new maps at you, and I don't know, it's definitely up there.
Okay, so at this point, we haven't talked at all about Assassin's Creed Brotherhood or New Vegas. Do we want to?
Yeah. I think they're out.
Be gone.
I can toss them.
Okay.
Yep.
Not that they're bad games, but I think we've narrowed it down to
top tier. Well, Broho is kind of sucky, but
Broho?
Vegas no. deserves to be there.
No, never.
But Vegas, like, was certainly, I'll give this, it was the best classic style RPG to come out this year.
But here's we're going to do the classic Obama moment here. We're going to compromise. And compromising means
get
that me and Chris have moved away from Pac-Man, okay? So you guys got to give us a little, you know, give us a little movement here.
I don't think there's a huge difference in quality between Mass Effect 2 and Reach and Red Dead Redemption. So I could be talked into any of those.
All right.
So do we want to narrow this down from 4 to 2?
I think that's possible.
Want to narrow this down to Red Dead and Reach?
Let's do it.
Red Dead and Reach? Okay.
Fozzie, you okay with that?
I don't think
Fozzie's okay with it, but...
If Mass Effect 2 has to lose, and I know it's going to because none of these Mother Brothers...
You guys chatted so
I can't believe we didn't even give that Xbox game of the year. We should at least give it Xbox
game. We did, didn't we?
No, it went to Reach.
And oh, I made that my Reach vote so I can vote for Mass Effect here, too.
Wasn't it our RPG of the year, though? We gave it something.
I believe it was our RPG of the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. In my heart, I know that was my game of the year, but...
Right, I had it number one on my list, too.
Yeah.
So. Right, well, this is about compromising.
But if we're going to compromise and do the Obamanizer-type plans here, I would much rather it be Halo Reach than Red Dead.
Well, I think with Halo Reach, in comparison to Mass Effect, you have a lot more gameplay there. It survives a lot better. Like, you can play through Mass Effect a couple of times, I suppose, but... After a while, you're going to be bored. And without the multiplayer aspect, it's tough to give it that longevity that Reach will have. I mean, Reach is going to be around for years.
Yeah, I mean, Halo 3 is still being played.
Right.
I think Fozzie has died.
He committed
to... No, I'm sorry.
I can't take this anymore.
Teeth or something back there. I'm sorry, what was the question?
we're deciding.
Why did your mom do that to me last night?
I already put in my pick. It's definitely Halo Reach.
You're going Reach. Alright.
Yeah.
I will go Reach as well.
Jeff,
Tony.
Reach.
You!
I will go with Halo Reach.
All right.
That's amazing. That's a really amazing vote right there.
Begrudgingly,
I mean, I love Mass Effect 2. Probably favorite game of all time, but
right. But to get rid of Mass Effect, to get rid of Pac-Man, you had to knock off. That's the
thing. Damn you, Pac-Man! I will hate you forever. I will hold this against you.
See, Obama has better political skills than you think.
I just want you to
dear
know.
God, that. Just end the episode right now.
When we were in the heat of that conversation, I was standing up.
I love this. It's okay. It's okay, Chris. I was too.
I was like getting indignant with you people. That was great. That was yes, and no, like I love Mass Effect. I mean, obviously, it made all of our top 10 lists. So
yeah,
but I think we have all come to an agreement that Reach. So happy New Year, people! There's your game of the year.
Phew. Be safe. 2011. Only one more year until the whole world explodes. Excellent.
Don't drink too much. You might end up with Foxy's mom.
You need to calm down.
So we will see you next year when the podcast will officially be legal to drink.
Yay! Right, turn off the lights. We gonna lose our minds tonight. What's the dealio? I love when it's all too much. 5 a.m. turn the radio up. Where's the rock and roll? Party crasher, penny snatcher. Call me up if you a gangster. Don't be fancy, just get dancy. Why so serious? So raise your glass if you are wrong. In all the right ways, all my underdogs. We will never be, never be anything but loud and nitty gritty, dirty little freaks. Won't you come on and come on and raise your glass? Just come on and come on and raise your glass. Slam, slam, oh hot damn. What part of party don't you understand? Wish you just freak out.
Freak out already.
Can't stop coming in hot. I should be locked up right on the spot. It's so on right now.
It's so fucking on right now.
Body crasher, penny snatcher. Call me up if you a gangster. Don't be fancy, just get dancy. Why so serious? So raise your glass if you are wrong. In all the right ways, all my underdogs. We will never be, never be.
That sucks.
So if you're too school for cool,